Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Teresa Douglas. She's a speaker and author of Working Remotely, Secrets to Success for Employees on Distributed Teams. Teresa, welcome to our podcast.
Thanks for having me.
I was watching a TED Talk. The guy's name is Bill Gross. He's a very, 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 very successful venture capitalist. He studied 200 of the most successful startups in the world. And even though many people think, oh, business model is important, funding is important, teams are important, but the thing that was most important for success, which is 40% of success, was actually timing. And I say that, Teresa, because you wrote a book before this happened in 2018 called Working Remotely. So kudos for you, Teresa, because you have a 40% chance. I mean, you have the highest potential of succeeding because you literally have great timing. So go out and buy your lottery ticket because I think you have good luck and karma.
It was an unexpected timing. And while I wish the pandemic had never happened, obviously, I'm glad to help people learn how to navigate working remotely.
Yeah. The reality is, there have been pandemics before and there will be in the future. And even if this didn't happen, it was actually more, there was all moving toward that direction. Now I'm curious, why did you decide to write this 2 years ago about working remotely?
Well, we wrote this 2 years ago because there were lots of books out there for leaders thinking about moving their company remote or starting a remote company. There really wasn't anything out there for your average middle manager, somebody who wanted to do a great job, but didn't know how to do that without looking at their direct reports, looking at their colleagues, and really managing that. So this book is the sort of information that I wish I had had back in 2010 when I started working remotely as a manager. And I am hoping that other people will be able to shorten their learning curve with this book.
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, it really is a dramatic difference when you work from home and when you work in an office. I mean, I haven't frankly been in an office setting in like 20 years when I worked at American Express, but when this happened, it wasn't that big of an issue for me because I've been working from home for a long time and I speak as a keynote speaker. But what do you think are some of the biggest challenges that people might not know about if they don't work remote? Because it's one thing to work at home maybe once or twice a few times, but it's another thing like every day. What do you think is one of the most biggest challenges that people will face that you want to help with?
Well, some of the things I like to help with are just those boundary setting, because you walk into an office, you have a space dedicated for your work, you're surrounded by other people who are working, and none of that is true from your home. So you may have family there and they're doing whatever they're doing, and you need to keep yourself on track and also keep yourself from working at all hours. So it's that balance that I really like to talk to people about, because that's what helps you to work remotely long-term.
For sure. And now how do you do that? If you have a daughter or a son or your husband or your wife is there or your dog. I mean, I literally have had Zoom calls where the four-year-old daughter just jumps on, which is fine. But like, how do you suggest that your readers do this and your guests do this?
Well, when you lack the boundaries of an office, you have to come up with your own. So for example, I have two children, and when I'm on calls where I can't be interrupted because they're older, realistically, you can't tell a two-year-old not to. My children are older. So I put a sign up that says stop in a meeting, because you can't tell if someone's looking at a computer screen, whether they're in an important meeting or if they're scrolling their Facebook, quite frankly. So having that up, telling people when you can be interrupted. So leave me alone for the next 15 minutes. But after that, if you have questions, I can talk to you, really helps with the interruption.
Yeah. That's a great piece of advice. And they've found that when you're focused and when you break focus, it takes a lot of time to get back to focus. This is a great point, Teresa. What about productivity? Because even though we'll talk about what you just said, like some people might think they have to work all the time, but let's just first talk about the fact that you're free. You can wake up, sleep, whatever. So how do people manage that? It's almost like they can drown in their freedom.
They can drown in that freedom. And I go back to the philosopher, I think it was Plato, who said, with structure comes freedom. So setting up that structure. In the morning, I do the same things. I get my tea ready. I tell my family, okay, I'm going to work. And really, I'm moving a few feet over to my office.
But do you say that to them? You say you're going to work?
I do. I say that every day. I say, okay, I'm going to work. And my children say, goodbye. Like I'm not still in the house. But it helps because I'm in my work mode. I turn on my music and I get through my email because I like to do that first thing in the morning. And that's my routine. It sets me up and helps me to focus on what I need to do.
That's great. That's great advice. It's also a funny story, Teresa. Now on the other end, again, now some people think, oh my gosh, since my boss doesn't know or see me, I need to make sure I'm working. I feel guilty. What do you say about that in terms of not working all the time at all hours of the day?
The best thing to do to help you and your boss feel comfortable with the fact that you're actually working is just keep them in the loop. So that can mean chatting them on whatever instant messaging platform you have, saying, hey, good morning, hi, I'm working on these things. You can set up your own Trello board if you're into working Agile, and they can just check and see what you're on, because they should know what you're doing, but you shouldn't feel that you need to tell them every second of the day. I mean, we're not kindergartners here. One thing about working remotely, one of the many things that's wonderful, is that you do have that freedom and that trust from your company to get done what you need to get done without someone looking over your shoulder all the time.
Yeah. And there's a guy named Daniel Pink. He wrote a book called The Surprising Things That Motivate Us. And the three things were beyond money. It was autonomy, mastery, and purpose. Mm-hmm. We're all adults. And unfortunately, for almost a century, we all go to work and have a boss there, maybe it may not. And now we're in a very different world. So I'm curious, do you think that, well, first of all, you speak on this topic, right? So do you actually feel that you get more done and more productive when you're at home or less? Or what are you finding when you talk to different companies and their concerns?
Oh, I get more done. And there are a lot of people who do. That's not the case in some situations where you're also in charge during the pandemic, with watching your children, obviously, if they're very small. But generally speaking, you can avoid interruptions because you can literally mute your colleagues. You can just turn off your notifications if you need to and get something done. And I used to have a desk next to a photocopier, and every day people would come in, they'd photocopy, and then they'd start talking to me no matter what I was doing. And I just was constantly interrupted. And now I don't need to look at those interruptions until I'm ready.
Yeah. Do you feel that this will really be not just a trend, but something that a lot of employers will want to implement, where some people might choose to be at work and maybe it's more of like a hybrid type thing? Do you see that's kind of where the next 5-10 years are going in the workforce?
I feel like we were going there, and now that's accelerated, because when I talk to people, there are aspects of remote work they want to keep. Just the idea that you can take your work and work without talking to anybody, that you have a minute in the middle of your day to go for a walk. These are freeing, and they make our lives better. And yeah, when our mentality is better, then our work is better.
Yeah. That's a great point, Teresa. Really, 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 really appreciate you being on the show. Like I said, your topic is so timely. Everyone might have concerns what's going on, and I hear it all the time in these podcasts, but I appreciate you being here with us and sharing some of your very insightful points. Now, how can our guests learn about you, hire you, and read your book, Teresa?
Well, you can find me at teresamdouglas.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at Teresa M. Douglas.
Teresa, thank you again and have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.